bad guys in the Vega star system? In Those Corinda Contacts there is a claim, in Book 2/Moontrip, that I interpret as there has been, and possibly still exist, military, force-thinking civilizations in the Vega system. See also Car 75% down scroll on http://www.ufahypotheses.com/corinda.htm, belonging to a similar thinking alliance from the surrounding planets, systems out there, ACDOT to the text some below. The Billimere contacts also mentioned contacts to just planets in Vega. FX in the 60. Contact on Thursday, July 29, 1976, Billy was introduced to Minera. She had a strange-looking ship, and was said to be from the planet Durin in Vega system, and should fill in for Sam Jays until the end of that year. Minera was described as a dark, black, and very pretty. Dark skin, very brown, 10 centimeters shorter than Sam Jays. Billy asked to know if she was connected to the Hottentots of Africa. Her forefathers, she said, came to Earth and mated with the Huns. They came together with the Africans and created the Hottentots. Mia was later told of the power-hungry Ishwish leaders that ruled with cruel power in those far ages more than 2-3-0-0-0 years back, in the Lyra/Vega planets, which eventually started a civil uprising. The war from that was said to last for 4 centuries and over 60% of the population was destroyed, 3 worlds of the Lyra system were dissolved. No one in the Lyra and Vega systems escaped this great war from 230,000 years ago, was told in the contacts. So the Vegans have evidently, as many, most incarnating in this galaxy on this consciousness level, dimension, been very warlike, but the question is whether they still are? Are there still some bosits of the old thinking? Because if one shall believe what the Corinda Book 2 Part 4 tells, there still did exist a power struggle between the Corinda Alliance and the Alliance of Vega Planets in the 60THS, but the question is, if it still goes on? So here is what the Corinda people answered to the question, who are the Galrans? The Corinda man Kalan said about this, the Galrans are inhabitants of the planet Galran, 5th planet of the star Vega. Their planet developed along lines almost identical to ours, but with an emphasis on military power. Once they had achieved space travels, they colonized the remaining suitable planets of the Vegan system. They established an impregnable fortress in that system, which the Infant Alliance could not hope to tackle. The Alliance members decided upon a complete isolation of Galran, economically, culturally and scientifically. We feel now that this may have been our greatest error. The Galrans, left to their own devices, expanded their power and capabilities, developing an awesome military force second to none in this part of the galaxy. Still, they made no attempt to disturb outside planets, and we in turn, continued our policy of isolation. An occasional patrol vessel kept check on their activities, but for several hundred years, the Galrans filled in relative coexistence with the Alliance, each ignoring the other. The Alliance had expanded to over 200 planets in nearby sectors of space. Our discovery teams drove ever farther into space, locating and enlisting new worlds into our group. It was upon one such a mission that we discovered that our head-in-the-sand policy had backfired. Probing into space around the Galran system, we chanced upon a previously uncharted system of 4 worlds. Our instruments showed life, so we sent ambassadorial ships to the major city of one of them, to extend our friendship and our offer. We were met by Galran warships. The embassy ships were destroyed. We retreated and attempted to make sense out of this unexpected development. Patrols had shown no expansion by Galran forces, yet they had taken over this system. A serious compromise of security obviously existed, since these warriors had slipped out from under our noses and occupied an entire planetary system. We headed back to Alliance HQ with the disturbing news. We were paced to the edge of the system by 3 Galran warcrafts, which then turned and headed back to their base. This was many decades ago. We were unable to stop the spread of Galran influence, as their science was a match for ours and their methods were completely ruthless. They continued to harass our shipping and passenger crafts, make sneak attacks upon Alliance planets, and in general make blasted nuisances of themselves. To this very day, they remain the major dark force in the known galaxy. They control over 150 systems in a tight net that is impossible to penetrate. Over the last several decades, it appeared that they had decided to stop annexing systems, and instead concentrate on spreading their influence by less violent means. Or so we thought, until today. Their presence here in this system confounds us, yet confirms a concept that one of our theorists had proposed, that the Galrans had in fact joined forces with another group, or several other groups, to the end of creating an empire equal or superior to the Alliance in size and influence. If this is indeed true, and it would seem that there is in fact no other assumption to be made, then we may find ourselves, willingly or not, mandated to stop them by force. Here we have the edge, for the present, as we have developed highly sophisticated military capabilities. We have psych probes that can affect an entire populace simultaneously, disruptors capable of pulverizing the very moon we stand on. He continued listing the weapons that had been developed as a fault of the dangers that the Kalren Empire posed. They were fearsome indeed. These are hideous weapons. And we hope beyond hope never to use them. But, for the safety of the Alliance, it may become necessary. Earth may be the crux. If we allow them to take over here, we will have no choice except war. If we stop their advances here, they may very well choose to fight and let live. It remains to be seen. It appears that our destination is at hand. The different alliances seem to have some different philosophies and ideas on how to best help Earth. And just like the politicians, they fight to market their own ideas, and simultaneously abuse the others' views, but this denotes an unfinished structure of their society. Well, the Aeropladen's effects open admit they are obs not perfect. Another speculation is if the Nazi Germany in, before WW2 had direct contact to the here mentioned Kalrens and their negative claimed here Dark Alliance, and that just those supported WW2/Hitler Germany with ideas to make their secret super high-tech and advanced planes in WW2. Because when reading the contact reports/Samjay's Birecht, and Esp, the newer material from Mai's writings, one gets an impression of a strong, partly negative, condemning, military style and character, FX blaming all other contact persons to be Lugan and Betruga and or downgrading and ridiculing their value. Well, one can joke that it was not a chance that the era people chose just German as their primary contact language, with their warlike past, and their tradition on obeying orders. It should also be mentioned that the so-called contact person Alex Collier, claim that the Rhenegarda group of the era, Pleiadians called the Geyser Intelligence, had contact to the pre, under WW to German Nazis. Watch FX Part 6 of UFO Contact Alex Collier interviewed by Rick Keefe on YouTube. And it is best to search for Alex Collier in the search window on YouTube, because the addresses may change. But back to the speculations on the German pre-WW2 connection with former manipulative ETs. Well, the Germans have seemingly learned their lesson. Remark how just they were most opposing to the US war campaign in 2003. So there is no reason to judge anybody, neither earthly nor interplanetary nations. All have had their karmic task to do and meet here, and all must learn through self-practice, the cosmic law number one. Treat all other people and life forms as you yourself wish to be treated. But tolerate all others' level of understanding and being, it's their own problem and limitation. The galaxy is developing as all other living beings do, and it also changes toward real humanity and love. So the lesson for all here, either Star Nation Federations intending to help us or ordinary people, the lesson is forgiveness and learn understanding and tolerance for others' views. Else it is common to read that there has been and possibly still is, pockets of dark planets on some of the planets in Ryan, and that just those, plus the Greys, in cooperation with secret parts of the US military/cover up men behind, are staging most of the so-called abduction, UFO terror cases, in the purpose from keeping people away from all kind of extraterrestrial thoughts and ideas. According to Stephen Greer and his book from 2006, most of those cases is deliberate and pure thought impressions slash mind control from the same dark gang, the Cabal's high tech. Another man having leaked much of the information on this cabal is Dr. Michael Wolf, no dead, as most are of those that talked more that they behind wanted. Link, in on of the last communication from the early 90s that I read from this, they said, supposedly still via radio, that their alliance was never engaged in abduction. They knew some races did it on Earth in the purpose of tracking their if-toned-old roots here, and researching on their DNA, but the Alliance considered it okay as long as the abductees were not harmed. Dr. Self-claimed Syrian contact person Sheldon Nidal, the conflicts in our galaxy has now been mostly solved in the last decade, and now it's only on our Earth the combat still exist, to saturate the last conflicts, pain and spiritual darkness, so that all from Earth at last turn to their inner being of real love, forgiveness and understanding. The Karenda case watched by the cover of people. Like many other contact cases studied, investigated, also this case Karenda case includes closely monitoring slash surveillance from the hidden power behind, military slash intelligence slash the shadow government people, who obviously interrupted his mail. Same happened to the mail of another dangerous contact man mentioned above, Edouard Billimier, the Samjay's contacts, in Switzerland in the 70s. Where they had forced the local post office to let them filter his mail and such sanctioned the return films of ships etc. he had taken, from the development laboratory and like. Once they disclosed this clearly seen on the film he got back, it was mirrored, seen on the film lair. So they had kept the originals and he only got copies back, but they had been careless enough to make mirrored ones. In the same way they changed the pictures of his contact women and used this systematic against him many years later. In the case of Renaud here, they had as said, apparently looked through, scrutinized, his mail, when he later wrote and printed a book on his contacts by help of John Dean, they discovered, after it had been printed, that someone had changed astronomical information in it. This apparently done in the intention to disproving him later. To claim him a liar, and so ridiculing him and so make readers distrusting all the other he had written. Just as they used to do in such cases, with good help of the stupid, egoistic press people, only seeking superficiality and ridiculing sensations, and not understanding anything of cosmic, spiritual evolution. Car.20 years ago Faith magazine had an article on this Karenda case written by Alan Grease. He thought as most others, it all was pure science fiction. But after meeting Renaud in -67, he didn't longer believe he was a hoaxer as he wrote. If Renaud was engaged in fraud, it was obviously an unrewarding task. Yes, it is unlogic to think that people should invent such stories when they know that the result is intense ridiculing, being hunted, abusing, disparagement. And he wouldn't have any money for his information. So there is no logic motives on why he should invent such a story if it was not real and experienced. So Grease visited Renaud at his home and found, as the contactee's writings claimed, a basement room full of electronic equipment, including the television set and the shortwave radio over which the communications supposedly were affected. Grease, an engineer by profession, and ham radio buff by avocation, found that everything seemed to make sense. The circuits were all appropriate to extend the receiving range. In other words, if he was getting messages from an aerial source, he had the equipment with which to receive them. More remarkable, however, were the books Renaud was writing on Karendorian life and philosophy. There were a dozen or so of them, all single-spaced and, each 500 to 600 pages long. There were, so far as Grease could discern from studying their contents, no typographical errors. But that was not all. When he wrote these books, Grease recalls, it was like his hands belonged to someone else. He'd sit there in front of his typewriter and pay no attention to what was coming out of him. He could be on the phone or talking with me, and all the while his hands are going, producing all this perfectly typed, clearly written stuff on alien philosophy. It was just unbelievable. Grease was perplexed by Renaud's attitude. He showed no signs whatever of wanting to promote himself, he says. There was no showbiz, no snake oil. He didn't even seem much interested in talking. He'd answer questions, but he wouldn't offer anything. He was hesitant to entertain visitors and he sold nothing, made no money. He said the whole business was imposed on him. He hadn't gone after it. Reynolds has a large collection of tapes allegedly on his space communications. Grise listened to some of them and heard what was supposed to be the voice of the primary contact woman Linuri. He recalls, these were good quality, reel-to-reel recordings. The woman's voice had a kind of hesitancy and speech pattern suggesting a foreign person doing well in English. It had a sing-song, melodious quality. When Grise asked if he could meet the extraterrestrials in whom, despite a deep natural cynicism about such matters, he was almost ready to believe it, Reynolds said he could request a meeting but could not guarantee that the Corendorians would agree to one. Soon afterwards Reynolds broke off their brief association and told him to not to call or visit anymore. He likely understood it was no meaning in trying to convince anyone not ready or spiritually ripe. Some data for planet Corunda and their sun Carina Ak. To the material, sun/star called Carina, 411 light-year away, magnitude 7386, diameter 1693 x our sun, mass for sun the 4694 x E27 tons 12 planets around their sun. 1 year there is 4.53 Earth years, day in Earth hours 24 hours to 19 minutes dash 31 seconds, diameter for planet Corunda, 21,847 miles equals 2.74 x Earth, axis inclining 11,9633 grains, also less marked seasons than here, mass, 24.0843 x Earth, volume 20.6909 x Earth, density 1164 x Earth, population 7.9 billion, capital's name is Rel with a pop dot of par 37 millions in 2001, Landers 53.7%, salt water was 91% of water, Atmos 76.9% nitrogen, 21.7% oxygen, 1.5% other gases, middle temp 27.3 GRC. Air pressure 2.36 x Earth's.